You already know it's your boy 100 Watts. Shout out We Love Hip Hop.
This is Abby Roach from Hotbox and We Love Hip Hop.
It's your boy Banana Coach, CEO of Music for Life. You're watching We Love Hip Hop.
Yeah, we here. We Love Hip Hop. It's your boy Raz Fresco, biggest club in the building. You know what I'm saying?
The sixth letter in this bitch, Baker's Club. Shout out to We Love Hip Hop.
CY Southwest, you know, we out here in Montreal. We Love Hip Hop. Salute. You already know.
Yo, man, give me some of that old gangster ass shit. You know what I'm saying? Some shit I can just kick back, smoke a fat ass joint too.
Some good shit.
Put your hand over your heart, and in a loud, clear voice, say along with us.
We love hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh yeah.
All right, so let's start it off here. We're going to do another three-songer. Shout out to Lowkey Rage. Track is called Starter Pack, and then we're going to get into some other shit. New Dre Bars, track is called Foot Wilson.
All these rappers claim they're the best. These funny niggas. To be the best, you ain't gotta claim that shit. The people gon' say that shit. Without even trying, watch this knife travel through your vest, you ain't even vibing. And the project is complex, I would live inside him. Putting Watts in the water, drown him up in Poseidon. Only say my name cause I'm the topic when talking giants. Never could compare, I'm 50 Cent and you 50 Tyson. I ain't top five, this ain't something for glorifying.
All right. 100 Watts, track number 3.
Miss, you have KG on the menu. You have J Bars on the menu. How about free? Scott, you have them number on the menu?
Oh. Alright, I checked this out. I'ma eat their food after though. I'ma eat their food after.
Turn me up a little bit. Let me get these niggas. Do this for the culture, right? Fuck boys. Yeah, Andre, you ain't really got bars like me. You still catch a nigga's house, still living for free. Everybody can see you still going half for niggas when you trying to read. You dick riding Tamridge, they kicked you out with VP. Snipe sent your ass home when you was.
Okay. So we are back. It's the world's most smoked out podcast. We love hip hop. I'm your host with the most toast Friday, Ricky Dread, aka Defendant, aka Camouflage Lodge. And
aka Defendant.
Yeah, he has to.
And to the right of me.
It's been a heated week. It's PK Herc. You know what I'm saying? Smokey the Bear, Paul Bunyan. Way Herc's. I don't know what else to tell you.
Oh, man.
But yeah. It's been an interesting week, to say the least.
To say the least. To say the least. Oh, man. Got Savvy in the building, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, Ghost in the Room, Ghost in the Room.
And big shout to Big Gucci, you know what I'm saying?
Gang, gang, gang.
You know what I'm saying?
Gang.
Yes, 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 and we're back. It's another Thursday morning. Big up to the Thursday morning gang out there.
Cubicle gang.
The cubicle gang, all the people who are doing their work,
know what I mean? Making that dollars, making them bucks. Big shout out to the Youngsterdam Lounge over here at 529 Young Street. They're about to do their reopening on the 16th, which will be Friday.
You know on yourself.
No good.
Yes, that is Friday.
Friday the 16th, right?
That is correct.
So this Friday the 16th, the Youngsterdam will be opening back up. We're going to be doing a live, you know what I'm saying? So we'll be over there in the nighttime, you know what I'm saying?
6 to 9, no?
Yes, sir.
6 to 9 in the evening time, not on the night time.
Yeah, another day time.
In the evening time. And yeah, it's going to be
after reopening. After done work.
Yeah. Mm. It's going to be reopening back for business. They're going to be open every day. I think something like 12 o'clock in the afternoon to like 9 o'clock.
Depends. The hours vary.
But they're going to be back open. You're going to be able to come through, smoke, use Wi-Fi, you know, small $5 entry, paraphernalia.
Bring your side thing again, you know, bring both your things. If you just
can't eat no food here no more.
Yeah,
that's the thing. Yeah, you can smoke, but them can't cook. That's the weirdest ordinance, but...
Hey, well, you know, they're going to be back open, and it's going to be, you know... back open for business finally, you know what I'm saying? One of the sweet smoke places
back
that you can go
business
to.
As usual.
Facts. Before we get into any of the regulars, I feel like I'm any shout outs before we start?
Yeah, I got some shout outs.
Mm-hmm.
Clear Star Studios, Gucci Gang.
Hey,
Beast Mode, Spoil Smokers Collective, hey. Free People's Association. You know, shout out man like DC, shout out man like Money, shout out man like Easyano, you know what I'm saying?
Parkdale.
Shout out the old Parkdale, shout out the young Parkdale, shout out the up and coming Parkdale, shout out Parkdale Peace Project.
Yes.
We're having a back to school backpack barbecue September 1st, I think it is. I'm not sure, but yeah, we have the things posted.
I'm gonna look it up right now.
And yeah, so look out for that. Food, haircuts, backpacks.
Yeah, September 1st.
Stuff like that for the youth them, you know.
West Lodge.
West Lodge Park for the youth them. Free haircuts, ice cream, you know, food, music, motivational speakers.
You want to look at us when you talk about
Sorry, I'm just focused on not cracking the backwoods.
That's cool, I understand that. I was like,
but they know what I mean. I don't have to look in the camera. They know what I'm saying, but it's good to look in the camera, so I understand that too. But yeah, see, I looked away and the backwoods cracked. I'm just joking. But anyways, yeah, so shout out to all the people that I mentioned, and yeah, Peace Project, Parkdale Peace Project Barbecue, Backpack Barbecue, September 1st, West Lodge Park, haircuts, food, music, motivational speakers, Bomb. Come true. Have a good time. Yeah. No politics.
Bring your children.
Yes.
Bring your kids because it's for the kids. Back to school. Get some backpacks. Supplies.
Last year was dope too.
Full backpack supplies.
Free
haircuts. Last year was T-Major and his crew was cutting hair. And then we had the ice cream truck come true. You know, the food was on point.
Yeah.
It's a community event for the youth. Them. They all got backpacks. They got haircuts. All of that good jazz.
Yeah. Definitely. Who got papers? You got papers?
Don't only take away from the community. We help back.
No.
We give back too, you know?
No,
we don't want to see people only just take. Well, in this case, we're trying to give something back.
Yeah. No, definitely. Make sure to make your way out on September 1st. It's going to be over in Lansdowne. West Lodge.
West Lodge Park. That's off of Lansdowne.
Yeah, 165 Lansdowne Avenue. Scene.
If you want to sponsor the event, reach out to Parkdale Peace Project Facebook or on Instagram. Snapchat too. They have a Snapchat.
I'm looking for it over here. But yeah, Parkdale Peace Project on Instagram is their handle.
I'm pretty sure it's the same on Facebook.
Yeah. So also, before we get into the regulars, I wanted to talk about something quick, fast. You know what I mean?
How fast can we talk about it?
It's not gonna happen fast. Go on.
The list.
Yeah, your list.
The list.
Make sure you heard that, right? You heard what Herc said, right?
My list.
Okay, great.
Right, guys?
Yeah, that's right? Friday's opinions, Friday's
list.
List.
Yeah.
Selection.
Yeah. No, no, don't worry. You guys made sure to make that super duper clear.
Here the bus lick you down.
You understand? I made one list. You know what my list was? Backwards flavors. So, shout out Gutsy for the clout.
Gutsy Guts.
For the clout list. You know what I'm saying? I still think the Kardashians should have been number one on that list.
Don't kill me.
But anyways, that's my opinion.
Friday, what were you going to say?
But yeah, back to Friday's list.
So a lot of people had some opinions about this list. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people were not happy. I received a lot of...
That's how you wanted to put that? They weren't happy? That you can say they were opinionated?
Can I finish? A lot of people weren't happy. Okay? A lot of people were pissed. Okay? The comments were crazy. You know what I'm saying? I got text messages. I got DMs. I got all types of shit about this list. All right? One thing I will say before we get into who should be on it and who shouldn't be on it. Chaos and Belly weren't on the list. So then there obviously was some mistakes.
Friday just made the lists because he knew what was going to happen.
Oh, so you think I was intentionally trying to piss people off?
Of course you were. Of course you were.
Sounds like Club Jay-Z to me.
That's just like, just like when they put Buttons as number three. They knew what they were doing.
Listen, yo.
Friday put men on the list that should have no business to be on the list.
Listen.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to give the man no near time. But, yeah. Next.
There's a lot of people. There's like five people already that could be removed from this list. If you're going to base it on what Friday based his list on.
Okay, so there was Belly and Chaos that should have made it on the list. And there was one more person that should have been on the list for sure.
Based on what you are... Based and on also, it.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. That's what it was. The criterias. This is not a skills list, who's the better rapper as far as your lyrical ability, because if that was the case, the list would be completely different. I don't think Drake is the best lyrical, or who has the best raps out of everybody in the city, but he's the fucking biggest.
But for me, I'm like, I just don't understand. You put a top 50 Canadian rapper list. You didn't say popular rapper. You just said rapper. Everybody else's mind, they thinking, all right, you could go, all right, we got some lyrical, we got some of this, we got a little
What's
bit of
the
that.
Criteria?
His criteria was straight popularity when you like break it down, and I'm like, who has whatever? Five people, like I said, can be taken off of Friday's list. More than five, technically. Five? But at least five of them could be removed. You can add the two people that you forgot. Mm-hmm. Nav, who you said that needed to
Nav.
Be added.
Nav.
Because I was like, well, what about Nav if you're going to base it on popularity?
What about Nav?
If you're going to base it on straight popularity, why wouldn't you put Nav on there?
Herc, stay silent.
just a question.
I done told you already. Me and Gucci had this conversation last week. My list is going to be different from Gucci's list.
But
my
I'm
list
not saying...
It's going to be different from your list. It's going to be different from your list.
We're just arguing Friday's list right now.
Yeah, because Friday's list is the one that people were like, oh my God, that's the Wheel of Hip Hop list?
If he's going off of that list, should Nav not be on that list?
Popularity-wise? Sure, I guess. Yeah, if you're basing it off of popularity.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if it's a popularity contest, then sure.
Because that's basically what you're...
That's the criteria
of
the list.
Because then okay, but still, even then, it's still fucked.
It's still Friday's list, though.
Exactly. That's why it's Friday's list.
Because in Sal's opinion, certain men should should be on that list. But you know there's only 50 spots, but you know.
That's the thing, though. But you could have made a list of 150 MCs, 250 MCs. And you're not going to please everybody. Because then the problem is, yo, why am I so low on the list?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly.
Like, you know, like...
That's why you guys should have said no order. Instead, you want to put people in first at number three and five.
Yo,
five
this
and
is what I told the man, but you know what? They first things first, the list was given out. The people that put the list out, they put an order to the list. So in order to make a list to compare to their list, you have to put it in order.
You didn't have to, but I decided to.
No, based on the challenge, because that's what happened. You
got caught in challenge.
That challenge.
It was a challenge.
Based on that challenge, you had to put your list in order. There was no other way to do it.
Right.
It had to be compiled that way.
Oh, by the way, shout out to Quadro. My apology. I spelled the name wrong. You know what I'm saying? I fucked that up. My bad. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Also, shout out to Trader Rhyme Animal. That's my brother. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you got a lot of shout outs. You got a lot of shout outs. You'll be sitting here for the next hour trying to flip in.
No, there's certain people who deserve to be on that list. There's definitely certain people who deserve to be on that list.
Certain men deserve to be on the list.
Yeah, certain men do, certain men don't, but you know.
But I feel those
it's a popularity thing from time, fam.
But is it really because certain men on that list aren't popular?
Well, I feel like those two that I mentioned, they deserve to be on the list. Danny Yodes should have been on that list.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's four people that you just mentioned.
I can admit to mistakes.
Okay.
All right.
See, that's a problem. Should have never been a top 50 list.
It shouldn't have happened.
It shouldn't have been. It should have just been top MCs.
Now, if we were going based on number. Skills.
Yeah, and then, you know what? First things first. What the hell are these guys basing their criteria for? What is their criteria? The guys that came with the first list, original list.
Maybe these are the guys they bump in their headphones all the time.
Yeah, but what's their criteria? What's the criteria? It obviously wasn't popularity.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they put Joe Button as number three, you know what I'm saying? And so, end of the day, whoever's mad, I understand. I'm not going to say I apologize, but I understand. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so,
so
speaking of, feel away, make him feel away.
Facts.
AKA
defended. AKA defended. So yeah, let's get to our list that we are our list. You know what I'm saying?
Not Canadian the Friday list. This yes. is Canadian the, top video list.
Yeah,
yes.
top videos. Yeah, that the people have spoken. The critics and the comment gang has spoken.
Exactly.
Yo, and okay, yeah. I don't know if this is even on there, but hopefully it's on there, or maybe it's on an honorable mention. But we'll find out in a second.
Mm.
But I'm like, yo, this social media thing is, yeah, it's serious. It's like, you know, this tagging thing. People hijack you, eh?
Honestly, next.
Who is calling me next? Right now? One All second. Right.
Like, one you second. Can't, I'm like,
hello?
You can't just hijack people Coach. Sitting there and tagging you in your video. No.
I'm at the door.
Okay, come in now.
That's how they do.
So, okay, let's get to our list. Okay? Comprised of all the tracks that were dropped on Tuesday, you know, last week's tracks, a couple of tracks that were like a little bit from before. The comment gang came out super extra strong this week. You know what I'm saying? Our number one is definitely a unanimous number one. You know what I'm saying? But it was hard to pick because there was a few people that ended up in the top six that were, it made it to more than six, and it had to get narrowed down. So it's definitely been a hot week, you know what I'm saying? People are very keen and liking list, apparently. So, let's get to it. Number six, Tizzy Stacks, Different. Scene. And that's a big, big tune there. Big up to Tizzy Stacks. Definitely very consistent all year round, you know what I'm saying? And, so, you guys have any commentary on it? Nobody?
I didn't.
It was like, good. It was a good video.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Am I just talking?
No, sorry. It was a good video. We got distracted, fam.
Like, we don't, you know.
But big up Tizzy Stacks. You know what I'm saying? Like I was saying, very consistent. Always on the list from like maybe the last 2 years.
So that's number six.
That's number six right there. Number five.
You have a letter?
Mm-hmm. Number five. Black of the Dawn.
Sriracha number two.
Sriracha number two and 61st Street Music. Scene.
Thanks. Sriracha number two.
Yeah.
Yes. You know what's funny about that Sriracha? Because that's when he first came, like, it was a Sriracha, and now he's a Sriracha number
Imagine.
Two.
Imagine.
Yeah,
this is
it's
like,
crazy.
Oh.
Yeah, he came through full circle, part two. Yeah. And
it was July of 2017.
It was. Yeah.
So the man's doubling up on the track.
Yeah.
Yeah. Facts. So big up to Black of the Dawn, big fucking tune, and yeah, it's like a double video because he's got the next track, 61st Street Music, as well. You know what I'm saying? So doing his thing regular. Number four, JD Era featuring Louis number Ox four? Rankin. Yeah, number four.
Yeah, but you went number four.
Every
like,
week.
No, but it was sounding kind of Asian
Every
after.
Every week.
It sounded kind of Asian right there after the Sriracha. Number four.
Okay. Number four. JD Era and Louis Rankin, Back from the Dead. Scene. And JD Eras, that's a We Love Hip Hop alumni. You know what I'm saying?
Excuse me.
He got Ox in the video. They got the fucking graphics going on in that video. It's very, very animated. You know what I'm saying? So big up to Era doing his damn thing. Very, very, very dope tune. Top three now. All right. So TK and Huey, best in the city.
That's a strong claim.
Young boys doing a damn thing on that track right there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and then the Common Gang came out strong for them too. I seen a few people voting that best in the city, best in the city. So, and TK and Huey have been, I think that's, I don't know if they're a team or if they're both solo artists, but if I feel like every time I see one on a track, the other's on a track. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like the dynamic duo right there.
Maybe it is. They work good together, you know?
Yeah, yeah. But number two, Top Molly. Top Molly. Scene.
That's number two?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought that was number one on us.
Mm-mm.
Oh, earlier on the list. But okay, yes, I saw it flip up.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Flip up. That's what happened. Flip up. That's what happened. Earlier, I seen the list. I said, oh, Top Molly, number one. Okay.
No, excuse me.
All right.
The Common Gang has spoken.
Yeah. The Common Gang has spoken. And yeah, Top Molly does this thing on that tune. Track is crazy. And Top Molly, he's got a different little flavor to him. You know what I'm saying? With the Molly flavor to him. You know what I mean? But yeah, very, very, very dope tune. But number one. Now, the thing is, the number one.
Why you just don't announce it and tell the story after?
Okay. I'll announce number one and then we'll go through the backstory.
Okay.
All right. So the number one track in Canada this week, Cousin Charlie. Big Plans. Scene.
It's a good song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cousin Charlie's going in. That's a vet right there too. You know what I'm saying? Now, backstory. So you know how the videos usually start with the intro video?
Yeah. Oh, right? Okay.
And I'm usually going by like how much views the video has accumulated within the week of doing the pics of, you know, the video.
Okay.
Right? I didn't see a lot of numbers on the video to start with,
okay. But
so I used it as the intro of the video for the week. Fine.
After that,
Comment Gang, yo, Cousin Charlie, yo, that tune kills all of the tunes. Walk, go on, yo, how you have the man in the intro, but he's not on the list, yo. I said, you know what? I don't want no more fucking smoke from Toronto. Okay? He's on the fucking list.
Friday had a hard week.
I don't want to hear nothing about one word list.
These lists is getting him in trouble. Yeah,
any list. I'm not even thinking the word list. I'm not even going to say the word list no more.
It's your fault. You did that to yourself.
But big up to Cousin Charlie. And it is a fucking big tune. The tune is fucking fire. You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't because the tune wasn't fire that I didn't put on the list. The numbers were low at the time. But the people have spoken.
You sparked. See what happens when you vote people? You change shit. You got the power to change.
Exactly.
So basically,
watching that video, fam, so that he can get some views.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Yeah, how about that, fam?
That's who I'm not saying.
Not you personally. Yeah. I'm just saying, like.
Yeah, maybe, stream the video. Yeah. Go to Spotify, all the playing. Yo, I heard the sickest thing. A man said to him, he says, yo, what do I do? I make a playlist of like all Canadian artists on Spotify or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I put it on repeat and I run it all night when I sleep. So man can get views.
So man can get streams.
Get streams.
Yeah, yeah,
you understand what I'm saying?
That's what I did with Victory
that's a,
Lap.
That's a real one right there.
Huh?
Yeah.
Like, that's some real shit right there. Like, yo, yeah. Man's giving it away.
Not
that's
really.
How,
huh? You gotta do what you gotta do, Gucci. Behave yourself, man.
Yo, hey, it's not like me, I'm not saying. He's saying he's putting on artists. This guy's not a. He's just a person that listens to music.
He's looking
he's
out.
Not, he's just looking at, like, yo, this is how I support streams. This is how I get people streams. We say that's T-Fin because the man, he's listening to the music, but at nighttime, instead of stopping it, he's just letting it run all night.
You know, he wakes up and he just wakes up,
turn the volume up, boom, party's playing again, like shit. Then all night, 8 hours, man's been streaming music all night, people getting their streams.
That's how you, that's how you teach a person how to speak English. You, you know, somebody imported from China. You
that's put exactly
some,
what you do.
Put some Toronto rap music on all night. He wakes up in the morning. He's like, Wagwan fam.
Yeah. That's not a good thing.
Yo, you're Toronto
gonna
get, slang?
Yo, I'm going to Gurks you, Benjamin.
Yo, shout out man like Gurks.
Trust me.
Honorable mention list?
Honorable mentions. Yes, yes, yes. Quick set of honorable mentions.
Yeah.
Legend GC featuring Chroma's Ride. Burner Bands. Actually, Burner Bands was last week. My bad. Turk and YH, Risk It All. LB Spiffy, Risky. Lena Hendricks, Dripped Out Freestyle. Jizzle Star Made It and Goldie London, Trapaholic. Mars Dollar, Big Trails and Think, The Heat. Killy, Destiny. Bully, God's House. BNFCB, Brand New. Tara Lords, Enough. And Tara Lords is like super young, like a young girl. Like 13.
Oh, wow. No, she's not.
No?
No, she's 20.
She's 20? She looks hella young.
Wow, Freddy.
I was like, you need to be.
My bad. You came and said the girl is 13 years old.
No, because she's been doing it for quite some time. That's why. Like, there's an email. We've got a whole bio.
Hey, Sabba the facts. And last but not least, Troy Gates, Won't Miss You.
Yo, this is the top. This is the, okay, so this
What's the other track?
This is the track right here. The Tory Gates or whatever it is with Won't Miss It. Troy,
did you get tagged today?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, did you? Because so. Everything is just, yo,
maybe
yo,
once, maybe twice,
yeah,
maybe 100 times.
That's what
I just said. Yeah, I was like,
whoa, okay. My comments is beer tags from the song. Yo.
Yes, we're now aware that he has the two.
Yeah, like, that's why I'm like, yo, I hope it's on the, I hope it made the list, or at least on the honorable mentions. And it was on the honorable mentions, so.
Well, it debout.
I ain't trying to have no more smoke with any more fucking list.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
You're still on this list, talk.
But, no, I'm actually on smoke. Smoke. The smoke that we were talking about, or that I was playing in the beginning. Walk on. Why is everybody jumping on? Why is there a pylon going on fucking 100 watts?
So, for the people that are not in social media, I guess, and don't know, Dre Bars came up with a diss track named Flip Watson.
Was he first?
I'm pretty sure
his,
he was.
His track was first.
I'm
but
pretty sure.
What sparked the beat?
I don't know. I don't really know, but hey. I like a good lyrical sparring match.
I'm enjoying
so,
it.
So, hey, as long as it stays on wax, I'm cool with it. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I don't know if it had anything to do with the list or a list, but all I know is Dre Bars dropped his first thing and said, yo, you have 48 hours to respond.
Mm-hmm.
So the man responded, 48 hours. He responded. The man came through with video, the whole nine.
I'm 7 minutes.
Seven minute video. 7 minute video, but the lyrics aren't 7 minutes, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Still, nonetheless. And now, Dre Bars came back with another banger.
Oh, there's another one.
Yo, there's a third one. I am mean.
Wow.
The man came back.
But with, there's Freeze also, who has a track. There's also Freeze.
Don't forget those guys, the Scrap Gang guys.
See, I didn't even hear the Scrap Gang diss track.
Yeah. Who's passing it?
Yeah, I didn't even hear the Scrap Gang diss track. The Scrap Gang diss track. Because
just Freeze, though, not Scrap Gang. Yeah, Freeze
came back
so
with a
KG
track.
So KG didn't even say nothing.
No. Nope.
His brothers, okay. Yes. Because, well,
he's airing out the teams.
No, because he mentions both of them. Yep. He does mention both of them. Watts, 100 Watts mentions mm-hmm. both of them.
Yeah.
In the and he mentions Jeezy Loke. So Jeezy Loke came off the porch with his shit, too. You know what I'm saying? Fire it.
Hold on.
Can I say something quick, fast? Jeezy Loke, lyrical beast. Okay, should have been on the top 50. Lyrical beast.
Oh, nice. Okay,
right? Okay, but fam, why is the sound quality on that song so bad?
Because it was a rush thing, it was a guppy thing. The man just wanted to get it out. You know, when you just have like something
volume,
on your chest,
the volume
you
know, just, you just have
something
out.
On your like chest, want to get it off your chest.
Maybe it was purpose work. You don't know.
Yeah, maybe the man didn't want to. Maybe the man says, you know, you're not even worth a mix down of the track. Let me just give you the raw lyrics. Just hold that. You're not even worth a mix
down. Like, you mentioned the man for what? That's the question. Like, where did he come from?
Overall, I don't know where the beef started or this diss started, but I don't know if it was Dre Bars just feel like he wanted to get into a sparring match with somebody.
Was it based off of 100 Watts list?
Maybe it was. As I said, I don't know if what list is based off, because I know it's a
100 Watts list. He has his own
list. 100 Watts made a list on his page and put himself number one.
Well, fuck.
Right?
See, this is what I'm talking about. I made a list.
You took yourself off the list.
Remember the list, the original list that I made of all the American rappers?
You put yourself on the
list? And Drake? I was number 50.
51.
I pushed myself to 51.
You didn't have a choice.
Because I'm man humble.
You're not American.
I'm man humble?
humble.
So you think because you put yourself on 50 makes you humble?
Mm-hmm. 51. He wasn't even on the list anymore.
Humble as a motherfucker. You're all right, Ricky.
But then he didn't put himself on the 50 Canadian list, but he put himself on the 50
of all time. He didn't even give himself 51.
Once again, humility, once again.
Yeah, but your list is still fucked
and
up.
And I have
listen to this Barry Horowitz over here.
Mixtapes, a plethora of music videos. I didn't even think about putting myself on the list.
Okay, one more time. Let's quote. We're going to quote Sav on this one, okay?
Go for it.
Certain mans are missing from the list.
That's the name of the title. That's the name of the episode today.
Hey, that's a good one.
Certain mans.
Certain mans. That's very important. That's very important. Like, you can't miss that part.
Certain mans.
Because you can hear, I can hear them talking about, yo, man's missing certain mans off of the list, though.
Certain mans, though? Certain man like Friday, yo, when I
not
see him.
Man like Friday better watch himself in these streets out here.
All right, let's get to a fucking break.
Yo, hold on. So you don't rate me.
Listen, that's not the that's the thing, okay? And let's end on that, all right? All right? Because just because you're not on the list doesn't make anybody less a dope rapper, less a friend, associate, or whatever of the different people who didn't make it on the list that thought differently. You know what I mean? Shout out Ras Fresco. You know what I'm saying? You know, he said, I thought mans felt differently about me. We sat face to face and had a convo. Yo, this doesn't take anything away from you. You are a sick fucking musician.
A dope artist, yeah.
Yeah.
But yo, you gotta remember, artists, they get in their feelings. So, like, if you really put out a list, people will, like... If,
Gucci didn't go there.
People, yeah, but, like,
Gucci
artists
did
really
not just go there.
Like, if you really put out a list... And you don't put a man on the list, and they had a good vibes with you, they're gonna feel a type of way, bro. Like, they all feel like they're the best artists out there, whether they're shit or not. Like,
you know, this is coming from the rapper, right?
You know, like, yeah.
Gucci raps?
Right. No, remember, Gucci is the rapper.
Inside.
Oh, Gucci on the inside. Is the rapper, in so this mind. Is coming okay. from the rapper.
Okay. Let's get off of this shit.
Like,
I take it personally.
Yeah, for sure.
It's like Erykah Badu says, I'm an artist and I'm sensitive about my shit.
You know what's crazy, Friday? You would have taken it personally, too. You've been so mad had a man's put on
the
list.
Yo, trust me,
if
someone else made the list and Friday wasn't on the list, you would have been hurt.
They're hurt.
You're
yo.
Right. Other people made lists. I was nowhere to be found.
Yeah, because they made that list now thinking like, yeah, this is a payback.
Yeah. Okay, no. Friday made this list, I'm going to make this list.
My list?
The Canadian version.
Yes, I seen a Toronto rap list of all the Toronto rappers. I was nowhere to be found. I got hella albums. Rap circles around hella niggas in the city.
Maybe they're...
I said it.
In your opinion.
Maybe in their opinion, you weren't that popular.
Okay.
In your opinion.
I still got fucking bars.
Okay, all right.
Okay, but...
Don't make me go back to the studio. Anyhow, let's go for a fucking break.
Friday's getting emotional.
Before I have to go to the studio for real.
Friday's getting emotional. Yeah, yeah.
Yo, they're going to call you out just now.
Which is cool, guys.
So back up that talk, yeah.
I don't want to have to give you guys that smoke.
Oh, and you're saying this.
I've retired the pen, guys. Mm-hmm. Just leave me alone.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to a smoke. Break.
Back like Jordan, where the 4-5.
Yo, Freddy, you just make us scared. We just laugh at you all the time, man. Play the song.
Okay.
Look at you sweating.
So, we're going to go to a break. The track is called, or I got a track here by Taj Virgil. Track is called Wife You. Sing.
Can't be holding back on what I'm feeling. You opened up to me, I know the real, yeah. You're just what I want, just what I like. You're my favorite, you're my type. I thought I'd never find somebody like you. Probably won't be like you. Hey, can't be holding back on what I feel. You opened up to me, I know the real, yeah. Hey, what is this that I'm feeling? When I'm with you, it ain't no that I'm feeling. Always kept it real.
Them times. Let's get to the interview of the evening, you know what I'm saying? And for this one, we're back at the Youngsterdam, you know what I'm saying?
it's been a minute where we haven't done an actual interview in the Young Saddam, you know what I'm saying? So
it has been.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
We're on field trips.
Yeah. And speaking of field trips, our guest that we have in the building today is definitely on a field trip, and it's good because we've been getting some people in the comments who are like, yo, why don't you never fuck with out west or Montreal or out east? You know what I'm saying? It's all Toronto rappers this, Toronto rappers that. And it's like, you know what? We fuck with a lot of different rappers when it comes to these lists. It's not just fucking Toronto. You know what I'm saying? Because it's We Love Hip Hop, not We Love Hip Hop Toronto. You know what I'm saying? It's for everybody. Mm-hmm. So, you know, with that being said, we have a guest here who made a trip down from MTL, and I've been watching the videos for a minute, from even before you send a couple of them through, like, Facebook. I feel like you hit me with a couple of videos too.
Before that, you see some before that too?
I think you hit me on Facebook before possibly, as well. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Power of the internet.
Yeah. So, with no further ado, for the people who are watching in the YouTube audience and the listening audience, we have CY in the motherfucking building.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me, guys. For real.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for coming through. Yeah. And thanks for making that trip. That trip, like, from Toronto to Montreal to Toronto.
Yeah.
Like, is it Montreal, even like with this rap shit and like being from Montreal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you make a regular trips down to Toronto?
Nah, more trips to Kingston,
okay,
Cornwall, Ottawa a lot, you know? Every couple weeks. I'm in Ottawa. Toronto, not too often, but I've been everywhere but Toronto. I've been all around. I've been to Oshawa, I've been to Barrie up there, Hamilton, Windsor. Okay. Been all over. I never stopped in the heart of the country, you know?
Yeah. So even for Toronto, like when your visits here, what's your favorite thing about here?
Oh man, Jurassic Park for sure. I'm a real Raptors fan. I'm sure there's a lot of real Raptors fans out here. Montreal, yeah, there's not many. I'm a real Raptors fan. I've been having my We the North tat since I seen We the North. Right away.
Raptors.
I got it right there.
Champion.
Been messing with the Raptors from the European phase, when they thought the European players would, from Calderon, Garbajosa to Bargnani, all them times, and then they finally got it right. You know, they gambled and it paid off.
That brings me to another question. Because even being like for a Montreal rapper, right? What's it like when you guys watch the scene over here from over there in Montreal? Like,
it's nice to see, man. It's really nice to see. It's nice to see a lot of these young kids. They're young. I'm older. I'm 28. You know, these guys are young. Like Houdini and these guys, they're all younger, you know? Mm-hmm. It's nice to see, you know, everyone. Like, it's a real wave. Everyone knows Toronto is the main heart of hip-hop in Canada, right?
Okay.
Definitely. Maybe years back, I looked at it like out west, but Toronto for sure. It's not even close now.
So, okay, let's go a little bit deeper into that, because not everybody knows this, we're not knowing that everybody knows this. We're here in it.
Yeah, exactly. You're not seeing it from the outside looking in.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, facts.
I'm from Montreal originally, so I used to be able to see it from the outside looking in, but being here for so many years, now you're just in the bubble. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, what's the regular thing that people say when, like, from Montreal, like...
Like about the scene in Toronto?
Like, when you see the scene, you're like, do you know all the different obviously rappers?
To be honest, like there's big, like there's the big guys, like, to me, like, K-Money, Casper, these guys have all the numbers and all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then there's little guys that are, I wouldn't even say that they're little. You put them in Montreal, they're bigger than every Montreal artist, you know what I mean? It's just the population in Toronto is bigger, the interest is way bigger. The language barrier plays a big role in it, right? So for half sure. The people in, like, there's big popular French artists in Montreal, like huge millions of view French artists. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they're saying, but they're popping because of the language. But yeah, for sure, we wish it could be more like the Toronto scene for sure.
So you don't speak French?
Mm-mm. Fuck with a couple of my Haitian dudes, but I don't really speak. I understand the French. I just choose not to speak it. It's just not for me, man. Like, it's not for me. Where I grew up in Montreal, it's like, we didn't really mess with French people, bro.
Yeah.
It really was like that.
Well, you know, from research and even from where talking off camera, you're saying that you grew up in like LaSalle and stuff, right?
I grew up in the Southwest area, like Verdun, Point St. Charles, LaSalle, like the whole sector, like, you know, the whole Southwest area, you know?
Yeah, it's just a very English area out there then.
Compared to a lot, if you go to like Montreal North, it's all French, all French people over there, you know? Mm-hmm. Mainly on the east side, there's mainly French, you know. If you go to, like you were talking before, if you go to NDG or something like that, there's still French and English, you know what
okay
I mean?
That's a mix.
Yeah
Because I'm trying to get like a picture for the people who watch from the, we have a very high Toronto centric audience, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of people are like stuck in the bubble of
a lot of people from Toronto fuck with Montreal too.
Yeah,
like okay, back to what you saying, my brother Louis killing me. But even the smaller guys, like I wouldn't say they're smaller, but there's a lot of guys that get like they're not as big as K-Money and Casper, but people like still show love, like Doovie and all them kids. Them kids are good. Everyone knows who all of these guys are in Montreal. All of them guys. All of those guys, from the kids that are 16, 17 to all of that. Like, I don't know, I think it's like the recommendations on YouTube is flying. Like, it's like they know to cater to the city of, I don't know, man.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, for real. It's big in Montreal, definitely.
Yeah. So even with you, with your stuff, right? Because you've been doing a lot of shows and stuff like that.
Shows, yeah. I've been traveling the whole country doing different shows, different. You know?
Give us a list, like a rundown of some of the, like the highlights of some of your bigger shows.
I went to Ottawa. I did a couple shows in Ontario with Obi Trice. Okay. Oh. I did a show in Windsor with Riff Raff and Peter Jackson. In Ottawa, I did a whole bunch. Onyx.
Okay, alumni.
In Montreal, I did the most, obviously. You know, there's like Mobb Deep, the list of Demrick, Snack, Mad Shot, all that. The list goes on and on and on. But a lot of people, they don't capitalize on that, right? Like, they just come and they go and they perform and then they dip. You know me, I use my mouth. I talk to people. I have business cards, pass them out to different people. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, people come follow you on the gram and shit, like, so they can see what you're doing from then on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, they don't build the fan base properly.
Okay, so, like, because for a lot of people over here, I see not a lot of guys are even doing shows. So how is it for young guys out there who are trying to get their shows up, how do you get yourself in the position to get the shows popping?
I'm gonna be honest with you, it's all about just using your head. Every city, when a big artist comes to Canada, he comes there, he comes to the main cities.
Mm-hmm.
And in between him coming from Toronto to Montreal or Montreal to Toronto, he wants to stop at Kingston, he wants to get the bag in Kingston, he wants mm-hmm. to get the bag in Ottawa. So, like, you know, just go on to Facebook event pages and message the promoters, man. Tell them that you can get people through the door. And then if you can really get people through the door, they're just going to work with you.
Mm.
They just want to get their invest. It's like when you first re-up, you want to get your money back right away.
Yeah.
They want to get their money back from investing thousands and bringing this platinum artist over, whatever he is, the level of artist he is. They want to get their money back, right?
Yeah.
So, sad but true, they use openers, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Then again, if it's only, you're only being used if you really don't have the fan base. You know what I'm saying? If you have the fan base, you're going to eat with them.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to eat $5 a ticket. If the ticket's $30, I want $15 each ticket. I'm going to move 50 of these bad boys, though.
Mm.
I'm going to make my little change in, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I got lucky that I work with a couple of promoters from Ontario and whatnot that happened to give me like a good opportunities, like not even to sell any tickets, just they fuck with the music and they had me over to do a lot of Ottawa shows. Crazy Bone, when he came, I think it was 3 years ago, that was my first big show, and then from then on I just did a lot, like at least 20 big shows like that.
Okay, that's dope. So let's stay on the shows for a quick minute.
Yeah, for sure.
What do you do as far as for show preparation?
Sometimes me and the squad will rent a little rehearsal room. Everyone drops a little smalls and we rent the rehearsal room, you know?
Okay.
He knows the lines, because last thing, I see all these guys, they just go up and they think the song's hot and they just have no, their guy behind them doesn't know what the fuck he's doing.
Like, stage just, presence.
They're rapping over their tracks and that's cool to an extent, like depending how known the track is, like I don't know, everyone feels differently, but like a lot of these guys don't know what they're doing, for real.
I like that. I like the fact that you say that you rehearse your tracks and you actually know what you're doing on stage.
Super fast.
Because like you said, they got their brethren on stage who doesn't know what he's doing. He's just hyping up. And he's not even hyping up when he needs to hype up. He don't know the track.
Exactly.
He's rapping the mumble track over your mumbling the track. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
And then you got the real track playing in the background on top of it. It's just a bad look.
Yeah, yeah. It gets messy. Bad look. Yeah, man. So, I know over here in Toronto, we deal with a lot of what we call the polys, right?
Politics?
Yeah, mm-hmm. like fucking, you know, hard to do shows because this ends is not good with this ends and more whatever, whatever, right? So
yeah, it's like I'm that a little bit too.
Is that the same issues going on
a little bit? Yeah, somewhat.
So there's like, is there like a lack of unity? Did the rap bring it together?
There definitely is a lack of unity, cause like it's just like there's a lot of uptown downtown beef in my city. You know, it's like, mm-hmm. like it's like that in every city. Like every city has that, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, it's like if you like, I used to throw events for the bread, you know, and like to build little guys coming up too, you know, make a little cheese, whatever, you know.
Yeah. And like.
I had to watch who I'd put on different bills because you never know who has friction. I know who's got friction. I'm good. I know who's got friction. So I would avoid the friction, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes it would dawn on me, like I would prep the card and put the card out, the event page is ready to go, and then it dawns on me, oh yeah, so I have to talk to them side, you know?
Yeah.
Like you have to understand this is my name and like it looks bad for, we won't be able to do events at so and so venue if you cause any kind of shit.
There, yeah.
You
know what I mean?
So out of respect, there was never any. I threw about probably about like 100 events maybe in the last like 4 years.
Holy shit.
And I had maybe like three altercations, maybe four.
Dope.
And they weren't even serious. No one getting shot, no one getting stabbed, just fist fights, like little things.
Yeah,
that's a good statistic.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And you ever get like resistance, even like
like with the police?
Yeah.
Because Toronto, it's a hard time for these guys to book shows.
It's a hard
thing, like, bro. Like if Presto's getting booked, they want to close it, like something like this?
Yeah. They'll be like, oh, we got to
Yeah, they do that sometimes, actually.
Mm.
For the guys that bring that street vibe to the mix, you know?
Yeah.
So if you like, there's certain guys that if you booked, you guys ever heard of the French guy, Enema? The French guy?
Yes.
He's popping in this in Quebec, bro. Like, lit. And when he does a show, there's just like 200 people there to see him. No opener, whatever the openers is, bring two. That's icing. But he brings mad people, you know?
Yeah, right.
So with that, like, more people, the more problems you're going to have, definitely at a show. Definitely. Mm-hmm. The more chances of a problem.
Or more chances of a problem,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So even with yourself, right? Tell me about like growing up, like before you got into the rapping and stuff like that.
Before I got into the rapping shit, I was in the streets, bro. I was making real money out in Montreal, bro. Everyone started off as a dojo, like you said. Started off as a dojo, I was making money, bro. And I seen a lot of shit young. I seen more than most out of young. It's too young. Mm. You know what I mean? And yeah, like I seen more than people see in life by the time I was 17, for sure.
Wow.
100%. I've been pistol whipped, dude shot after me. I've been beat with baseball bats several times.
Jesus Christ.
The list goes on and on. Me, I built my own. We ain't gonna talk about all that.
Right.
You know, like I did everything. Everything in Montreal you're supposed to do, I pretty much have done it. It's not to glorify all that shit either, right?
Yeah.
But it's just like, that's just what it was. You know what I mean?
So what do you think one of the hardest lessons you ever learned?
You have to treat people how you want to be treated. I used to be a disrespectful little fuckboy. Like, I used to... You didn't want to know me when I was 16, bro. I was hungry.
Mm.
And you just treat people how you want to be treated, bro. Like, now I treat people with respect. That's how I want to be treated, you know?
Yeah.
So that got me way further than any kind of disrespect you feed out. You get the energy you put off, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Straight. Definitely.
That's the jewel right there. You know what I'm saying? Wow.
So what made you decide that you're going to get into the rap game?
Yeah.
The rap shit was... I loved it. We all loved rap growing up, right? Everyone, like, rappers wanted to be ball players. Everyone wanted to be a ball. You're in high school, you want to be a ball player, you want to be a rapper. Everyone wants to do the main things, you know?
Yeah.
I just wanted to be a rapper. I just wanted to rap. I wanted to shine. But now it's just, like, the older I get, the more, like, I say to myself, like, I'm making a track, it's 4 a.m. or 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Before I know it, like, it's 3-4 hours went by, like, back in the day, I would have been doing some fucking dumb shit in that 3-4 hours. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So now I just use the music literally as some therapy. I love it. I love hearing people like it. When people like it, it just fuels the fire. It makes me keep going with the shit. You know?
Yeah.
People, at one point, I was trash. Everyone's trash. Like when you first smash a thing, you're just happy it's in.
Mm.
That's the title.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the... title right there. That's the title right there.
You know, it's, but now you're smashing it right.
When you smash a thing, you just hope it is in.
The first time. That's definitely the title.
Yo, but yo. So even with that, like, what was the process? Like, what do you feel that is the difference with your process back then, making raps, to now?
Now it's like, before I even write the track, I have the video already planned out before I even make the track. You know what I mean? Because the visuals is the most important thing, right?
Yeah, you can see it in your mind before you start writing. Because
when you're listening on YouTube, you're just using your ears. When you're watching, you're using your ears and your eyes. You know what I mean? You're using more senses. You're getting more entertainment value, you know? More, yeah. Mm-hmm. So the visuals means a lot. So I just make sure I have the nice, like, for the make music one, you guys, right?
Yeah.
I made sure. I wanted to do a little studio scene, but it didn't really pan out for the time I had the cameraman. Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, like, I had my manager there, my real manager. Little contracts up. I had my reg in. I had the bottles. There's a little cheers, celebration. It doesn't take much. You just have to put some thought into it.
Yeah.
Like you were saying the other day, like the kitchen scene, and we've seen this a million times. Like, mm-hmm. You know, like.
Yeah, it's repetitive. It is repetitive, bro.
Like, you gotta change it up. You know, I've done kitchen videos. Everyone has, right?
Yeah.
But do something different. Put some thought into it. More people. It's like a movie. Like if you're giving someone more to watch. Otherwise, it's just like one of my OGs. I say, oh, my video's out, fam. Go peep that. You know, he doesn't go on the Instagram or Baitbook or nothing like that.
Yeah.
And like, the man says, yeah, bro, it's just you rapping. You're on this corner and then you're there and you're rolling a joint and you're just rapping, bro. Mm-hmm. Just like put some more thought into it. Now he's telling me about, he likes what he sees. He likes seeing the stories and it's more to watch. See, you know, the
progression.
Yeah. Definitely see the progression.
And yeah, thinking a little bit more out of the box.
People get it messed up because people people get really popular off them kitchen videos and them hood videos and the no thoughts to the videos. Mm-hmm. So they think that they could do that, and, you know?
And it works for them too.
Yeah.
It
doesn't work like that necessarily, right?
Yeah, they get so far, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And people only can see so much of the same thing, you know what I'm saying?
People have to set more realistic goals for themselves too. Like more like super, like everyone thinks that they're gonna be a superstar and this and that. I'm cool if I get love in my city more than most do.
Yeah.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
Leave it at that. I'm cool. Cause I know as a writer, we all know 1 + 1 = 2 as a writer. I'm a good writer.
Mm-hmm.
Like the bars are there. Some people don't even rap. My daughter can rhyme fucking cat with hat. Like, you know what I'm saying? These guys are. You know, like, it's terrible, man. These guys
speak on it
now,
man.
But nowadays you don't need to have bars, bro. You don't need to have bars. All these guys are popping, they don't have no bars. Like, it's just the way it goes, you know.
Yeah.
So if someone said to you, like, yo, you could put less effort, you're gonna put less effort, you're gonna do it, you're gonna half-ass it. That's what these guys do, half-ass it. Half of these guys are even worse too, because their engineer is good. These guys are trash. Half of these, like, I'm talking about Kodak Black, and like, I like their music. Like a bunch of Kodak tracks. He's just not a good rapper. Back in the day, like Jada, Fab, and these guys were styles, and these guys were hot. These guys were lyricists. Like, like you seen them put that to the pad with the 6 syllables, and you know, like, you know, you could tell, you, like, from an artist to the next, I know that he put time into that, and I know when I hear something else. They didn't really put the time in, you know?
Yeah.
It shows.
One of the tracks, you're like, yeah, the man can't even count bars.
They can't count bars, man. Don't even, like, some lit artist.
Yeah, that line caught me. I was like, hold it back. Let me read that one back bars. Right there. Like, you see, most of these men can't even count bars.
They really can't, bro.
So two-parter then.
Yeah.
Because you seem like you care about the rapping part. So who are you listening to? Because we're doing this whole top 50 thing earlier in the show. Yeah. Who's your, like, top 5 rappers that you, that in your list?
Yeah, for sure, Jada. Jada's there, definitely. Styles, too.
Mm-hmm.
Fab. Fab was nice when I was younger. He was nice. But then there's, like, others. There was, like, levels to, like, you know, like, 50 was fire when I was a kid. Like classic. Like, even people didn't like the Massacre. I liked the Massacre. It was nice. Like, 50 was good. I liked Eminem when I was 13 years old. Eminem was fire.
Now Eminem, I'm
good. I'm good. I don't want to hear none of that.
No, but new Marshall.
But like the new stuff, like I listen to Canada shit. I listen to the people that need to click.
Yeah.
People that don't need to click. You know, like, I don't really, I'm not, like, I listen to people in my city, I listen to people in Toronto, I listen to people out west. Like, you know, I'll rather listen to, there's a dude out west, Kripal, you know, there's no Kripal.
I have not heard of that person.
He's nice, you know, there's just different, I'd rather listen to Mercules than Bumpa.
Yeah, shout out Mercules.
Someone that don't, you know, Canada shit.
So, that's the second part of my question. What are you bumping, like, when you get in the whip? Like, what's your go-to, or when, you know, when you pop in the earbuds, like, what do you go to right now?
Now I'm contradicting myself a little bit, cause like for real though, cause now like now I'm starting to like really like not care if you have bars, and I'm really
with 2000
like shout out to Pressa. Pressa's nice, you know?
Yeah.
But like his voice is hell of annoying. Like it's not like it's not a fire voice, but he's catchy. He's catchy.
Yeah,
and so I say to myself, why am I listening to this guy? I say to myself because he's catchy.
Well, Canada Goose is a banger.
Banger.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't even say it's a banger just because of Tory's verse. It's a banger. He did good on his shit too.
Yeah.
It's good. He's good. True. It's just so now it's just like I'm listening to like Quando Rondo. I don't know if you guys know who that is. Mm-hmm. Different guys, Quando Rondo and NBA YoungBoy. A couple tracks, like just a couple things, bro. Like now I don't listen to Jada and all that no more. Like you know, but like different times in my life, different music.
Evolving right? with the times.
Yeah, exactly.
Listening
exactly.
to new things. This. You know, it's a lot
yeah,
of
like
hip-hop.
Bully from Toronto. Bully's hard.
Okay,
Bully's
yeah,
the hardest
yeah.
to me in Toronto. He's versatile. He could do this some lady shit, some street shit. He raps good too.
Yeah,
melodies. He's not just a one dimension. He's good. I fuck with him. He's fire.
Yeah, so that's good because like you're listening to you know you've had a well rounded diet of hip-hop, I would say, then. You know
definitely,
what I mean? You got
definitely.
The bars that you've listened to from back in the days
yeah,
and then
exactly.
some of the saucy shit that
that's where I feel like I got my music from. I feel
okay.
like it's like...
Those were your influences.
Still sounding like a little new school, I just want to admit, you know, was, and then, like, with the bars on the verses, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
it's like with the proper syllables and, like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so a little of the mix of both.
Yeah.
Because, like, you have to keep in mind, there's people that still listen to hip hop that are yours, and there's people that are in high school that are bumping hip hop. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you could find a middle ground, you could maybe reach a little bit more people, right?
Facts.
So
facts.
What's your writing process like?
My writing process is I literally just throw me a word, you throw me a word, I'm gonna make something out of them two words, and I'm gonna give you four of them. Four of them double or triple rhymes, and that's how I do it. I fill up the last part, and then I do the beginning part. That's what you're talking about?
No, that's the way you write when you write.
Yeah,
however you write.
Oh, you mean so I'll just smoke, you know, smoke and play some music. Like, I get experience from awkward places, like super. Like, I'll be listening to the old shit, Akon, T-Pain, them old bartender, just randomly come on, and it's just like not inspiring me, but like putting me in the vibe that I want to write. You know what I mean? Feeling good. You know what I mean?
No,
feeling
for sure.
when I was younger. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know when I was when we get rappers, because like rap, it's like a, and this is like a cultural question, I guess. Mm-hmm. I always ask, I've asked this before when we had like white rappers.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
Do you ever get white rapper backlash?
Nah. You can't give me that.
Talk about
it. I'm just not a regular white dude, bro.
Mm.
Like, I'm a hood dude.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's just like, you can never hit me with any of that because I did everything.
Yeah.
I'm not lying. I'm not running around with the thing right now.
Yeah.
My dude got the strap. That's what I said. She, the real shit. My dude has the strap.
Not
my dude has the strap. Like, you know what I mean? Like, my dude. Like, I keep it 100. Like, you know? Like, I never lied in my shit. I never pulled no fake shit.
Yeah.
I sold rocks for 7 years straight. That was my life. From a doldger to just being my own boss, seeing 13 off a peg. You know what I mean? Like, I put in the work. People knew me before the rap shit. That's what helped me with the rap shit. People knew me from, I never worked a 9-to-5 in my life. I never worked a real job in my life, and I'm doing better than anybody I know financially. You know what I mean? How's that possible? I use my head. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So people could never really ever hit me with the white shit ever. Cause I'm never, I'll never, there's levels to it. There's the V Nasty running around. Then there's the, like, I feel like there's pure Toronto guys. Like, I don't want to, I know it's slang and shit, but, like, I don't want to hear that. Like, a lot of these guys are, like, you won't hear me running around saying, like, yo,
yo, there's bare mans. I don't say that. Like, yeah, you know what I mean? It's just not my thing. You know what I mean? Half of these guys out here, like, fucking white dudes talking like that, talking there. You know what I'm saying? They all talk the same. Like, I like it, though. I like it. It's showing unity. I guess not unity, but, like, everyone's coming to the same thing, I guess.
Yeah. So, even with like, the scene over there, right? Because one thing we always try to ask with all our guests, and it's a question that we've asked, I guess, maybe, like, almost 20 times now, right? Because I don't know about Montreal scene, like, as far as the murder rate and stuff like that, but it's been pretty crazy over the last few years.
So it's been a crazy weekend in Toronto.
I heard. Over here, we've been going nuts. Oh, yeah. Right?
For sure.
We've been trying to get it, like, lower than what last year's rate was, because last year we had, like, the highest rate since 1991. Right?
So this week has skyrocketed a little bit?
This weekend, I don't know. There was, like, 21? There was, like, 19, almost 20 shootings.
Yeah.
People, not shootings. People injured.
That's all for the thing, though. It's all for the
Toronto, right? Over the weekend, no one died.
People like, were injured. Usually when that festival happens, there's some shit pops off always, right?
Well, usually there's, like, things that happen at clubs because there's more people that are around.
Okay. Toronto weekend also, right? Long weekend. So, you know, they're attributing it to parties and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But so far, no one's been killed.
Yeah.
But there's been a lot of shootings.
No one died out of all them 20 people?
No, nobody got killed.
No one got killed.
Shit, there was a lot of crazy shootings. That's
there was two shootings just before we got here. There was two shootings in, like, Don Mills or somewhere around there.
Right.
Two people got shot.
Toronto's wild, eh?
You know, it's wilding this weekend.
So,
oh, yeah, that was last week, though.
So here one now. With all that being said, right, and the city going crazy, what the question we try to ask the guest is, what can we do in 2019 so that we don't have a repeat of how it was in 2018?
Man, that's tough, man. The streets is going to be the streets no matter what. Like, the numbers are going to be the numbers. They're never going to be zero, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can only try and make them better, but then you're going to make them better, and it's never going to stay at that rate, right?
Yeah. So
it's just nothing really you could do, to be honest. There's nothing really you could do at all, to be honest.
You don't think that there's like...
There's no one who could come through mediate things. It's just going to happen, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen. What's the most populated country in... the most populated city in Canada? Toronto. Is there where the most murders happen in Canada?
Pretty much.
It's a numbers game. You know what I mean? That's what it is. You know what I mean? The more people, like we said, the more likely shit's going to pop off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there's just... people putting in work out here, I guess, you know?
There's a lot of people in the field out here. Yeah, so...
but Montreal, there's not really... it's been like... there was a couple years back. It was hot. Real hot. Like, wow. It's not... It hasn't been that bad.
More focused on making money.
People are more focused on making money in Montreal, to be honest.
Yeah.
Either broke or you're making money. Like,
you can't make the streets hot unless it's for something serious.
Yeah, there's a little bit more order out there, I guess.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
There's less hungry people. There's less hungry dudes out there.
Money if the feds are just driving around the hood all day, you know. So if you're out there making noise, you're just disturbing everybody's money.
Yeah.
So that's what you're doing. So out in Montreal, it's really more or less like if somebody's getting touched, it's because it's for like really big money. If not, then nobody's getting touched for no stupid petty things.
You know?
Because if you hit up the hood now, who's going out there? Now you're gonna stay in your house.
Facts.
Yeah.
But when I was younger, the streets were different, right? The streets were hot. Everyone was trying to do something. Everyone was trying to be hungry. Everyone was trying to earn something, right?
Yeah.
I had a lot of, like, between when I was from 15 to, like, 19, I had maybe, like, 5 homies pass. So all the shots. All in 5 years. You know what I mean? I got all the RIPs right here, you know?
Yeah.
You know? And, like... half of that's been like 10 years ago. 10 years, I'm about to celebrate a 10-year of my dude. And so back then it was more hot. But now it's... maybe because I'm more on a positive route, maybe I don't see it.
You changed your energy.
Definitely changed my energy.
Mm-hmm.
Like...
yeah. Well, maybe if there was a little bit more order out here, maybe we can get those numbers down a little bit too then. You know what I'm saying? Because it's been pretty crazy. Okay, so with the music shit, what are you working on now? What's you got coming up next?
I got a next tape coming out. Mm-hmm. It's called Street and Sweet. You know, okay. It's like a little perfect mix of the street shit for the women and shit.
Yeah.
And that street shit for the hood shit, you know?
Yeah.
And just giving a little balance of like, you guys heard That's Right with the ladies in it with the pool scene and the titties out. You guys didn't see all that video?
Oh, I didn't see that. Huh?
Actually, I did see that earlier.
You know what I'm saying? That's like you could go play that in a club. That's right. Like it's like I could do all kinds of different stuff.
Like I said, the making money track. I mean, making music track. I like that one.
Yeah. I want to put a lot of work in. Respect. I appreciate that.
And even the visuals you're saying, you're like, notice there's a recurring person in your video. He's like, look, a teenage dude is putting up flyers in one video and the other video.
Is that family
or is that just like?
No, that's just one of the youngins from around the suburbs that I live. He was just around. I said, oh, you want to do this? He said, yeah. So I put him in it. But like what I do is I put people in it and they're gonna promote it too, right? They want people to see themselves looking right. And my cameraman's reliable. Shout out to Real City 411, you know?
Okay.
He's reliable. And like it's hard to find I've dealt with different cameramans, but it's hard to find a dude that's gonna take and no matter what give you something that like he's gonna slap his name onto, right?
Yeah.
So like some people like in Montreal, anyways, I don't know about out here, but in Montreal, there's a lot of like weird cameramans. Like, they'll make you wait 3-4 months for your video.
Holy fuck.
Like, they're not answering them. Like, other mans is looking for the same cameraman. And it's weird. But in Montreal, you can get a video for the super low. You can get a video for a bill.
Bill?
$100.
Everybody's hungry for money out there.
A real video.
Fuck.
Cheap in the city.
Not my guy. My guy. Give him a bag, right? But like.
That's crazy.
That's nuts.
When you have numbers that low, that's why you get. Remember, you get what you pay for, right?
Yeah. And the man's just wondering why he has 15 videos in the oven.
Brethren, I buy like 40 of them one time. Give me what a bill. Jeez.
I know.
That's crazy.
You guys have papers?
Papers. Backwards, dude.
Backwards.
Take backwards. Mm-hmm.
Shout out to fucking.
Or you can try these, but you have to
Armando's pizza.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You have to moisten it a bit. That's the only thing. He's like, nah, I'm not into that right now. It's like a Philly, basically.
We got CY in the motherfucking
building. Yeah, I'm like a Philly, my friend.
You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate you guys for having me, for real. I've been watching you guys.
Appreciate you guys coming out, driving all the distance, man.
Yeah, man.
I've been watching you guys for a minute.
Come back out here on the IT, too.
Okay. Shout out to all my Toronto dudes, you know? Shout out to Franchise and Grips. I fuck with these guys. That's
what
I fuck
with.
Shout out to Chris Kane. I mess with all these guys. Yes. Chris Kane's a good dude.
Okay. Johnny Jibs. Nice.
I mess with all these guys.
Nice. So, the family.
I used to battle rap, too.
Oh,
that's why I swear you look familiar.
I used to battle rap, like I battled all around, like I beat everybody until I battled King of the Dot Mans, and then he was just like, stuck to the music, you know. But like, yeah.
When you were battling, were you having an issue keeping bars for music and not keeping it for battle?
Took way away from the music. Took away from the music heavily.
Yeah, because you're writing bars.
I was writing pure battle bars, and the time it took to memorize these battle bars is unbelievable. I'm yelling at the wall at 3 a.m., like, you know what I mean? Like, imaginary person, like, trying to get my aggression, like, stupid, like, it's crazy. And then, like, it all comes down to one night.
Yeah.
If you're not flawless, you're getting crucified. And all your work over the last 2 months just goes right down the drain.
Yeah.
And no matter what, you're a human being, like, you know, maybe not everybody, but... Someone wants to lose, bro. Who wants to take a L, man?
Some of the fuckery mans are in your
face.
Why
do you think there's no judging in battle rap? No one wants to take a L. No one wants to promote a L.
Not anymore.
You know?
There used to be judging.
There used to be.
Yeah.
There used to be.
Wow. See why I dropped the facts, yo. Holy.
There used to be. Criticism. People can't handle the criticism of an L.
Facts. Well... Yo, I was about to cut to our next segment, but that's a nice little jewel you dropped on us right there. I did not fucking know that, or I did not realize that. You know what I'm saying? That's real dope.
I got some bars for you guys. Some real life-ish.
Oh, you want to give us an acapella one?
I say yo.
We got fire
in the mic or just like that? You know?
In the mic if you want.
I say yo, let me start when I was young.
Mm-hmm.
My pops left when I was 2. It was me, my moms, and my bro. She did the best that she could do. We ain't always have money. But wish families don't go through some tough times and money could buy anything in the world, y'all. But time, we had support, roof, clothes, plenty love, where you grew up in the hood, where you get your hands on any drugs. Next thing I know, I started to chop. I was 15. I worked as a doja. I just wanted to get cream. My first year chopping at 15, I seen 100 racks. Turning 16, seeing that kind of paper, I couldn't be done with that. The OG showed me the game. I got lucky. He ain't have to do it. Gave me my first zip, made me a boss. Made sure my cash was fluent, so shout out to him. Cause it wasn't for him, I'd still be a doja. I just want to give him a salute and tell him that he my dude till it's over. Cause in 09, everybody in the hood get robbed. Never worked a 9-to-5 in my life. We never could get jobs. Used to rob dudes selling work just for fun. Like, fuck how these cats is feeling. The streets of Montreal didn't do me well. I done seen over 500,000. Fast forward a few years, got out the game. Met my girl, she still cared for me. Shout out to her, cause it's been 10 years and she's still there for me. Every day I see her grinding. When I see her having fun with the children, she let me dream chase on this rap shit. Even though she knows it's 1 in 1,000,000. Shout out to the people that was there when I was broken, I was chasing dough. Shout out to the people that was there when I was lost with no place to go. Shout out to the people that was there when I was coping with depression. And shout out to the people that was there when I was opening for legends.
Jeez. Bars. You know?
I can rap beat, no beat. That's a real artist to me. I don't need nothing. I just rap. I can make something out of nothing.
I appreciate acapella. I can respect the acapella.
Definitely. And a lot of guys can't do it right.
And I like the fact that you just did it off the fly, one take, no, like, yo, boom.
That's the battle rap. The battle rap helped me with the memory. I get in the booth and I'm saving. I could do 2 tracks mixed down in like an hour.
Wow.
Maybe even 3 if it's a next little short one. Yeah. Just a bar-ish track, I could squeeze it in.
That's what we need more in this hip-hop game, in this Toronto scene, is a level of like professionalism. They put out a lot of work, don't get me wrong. Oh, the definitely. Videos pop, they come out. But like the way you say, yo, I can mix down 2 tracks in an hour in the studio. You know what I'm saying? Like that shit right there. I'm not saying how certain, I don't know, I can't talk for everybody's like studio ethic, but you know, when you're in the studio, don't waste your time. Is basically what I'm getting to.
You're paying, so you know.
Facts, yo. CY in the motherfucking building, yo. Okay, I want to hold you for a moment. Okay, we have a segment called Smoke and Mirrors.
Smoke weed every day.
The tea is exceptionally good today.
Our Smoke and Mirror segment is basically where we talk about hip-hop news in general that's going on in the world and stuff like that, right? Let me see. And for the people who are just tuning into the Smoke and Mirror segment, we got OVO Coach, a.k.a. Banana Coach, in the motherfucking building.
Sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Before you start, how did you get the name Banana Coach?
Yeah.
Banana came from a childhood friend. Like, yeah, just that was a nickname I got like when I was like 12. Just stuck with me. Everybody been calling me that. Even my mom calls me Banana. Yeah, so that's been there. Coach Drake Jizzy gave me that name. So yeah, I just put Banana Coach.
Okay. You know, before we even get to the Smoke and Mirrors, I got a Jizzy question.
Okay.
Have you ever, like, besides the ball games, have you ever been on road somewhere with Drake?
No.
Okay. Because I want to know what that experience like the crazy eyes and like you know what
I'm saying? Nah, never been on road. Just in the same air, like same room, but never been on the road like
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so in the news that's been going on, right? One thing that we've been following up on for a while is the ASAP Rocky story.
Okay.
And now it's finally like at its end.
Mm-hmm.
And
he got convicted.
Yeah. He got convicted.
I seen that this morning.
6 months.
Yeah.
No.
He just got
time
a fine.
Serve.
Yeah, time served. Yeah, well,
he could have got 6 months. Yeah. If he was found. Yeah, sorry. He could have got 6 months if he was found guilty.
Yeah, and
no jail time.
And they said that the fine is something like $1,300 or something like that, split amongst like 3 to 4 people.
Yeah, but how much time did he spend in custody before they?
Like almost a month.
Yeah.
I thought it was longer than that.
Let me see. Let me pull up this.
He got out on like the 4th of August or some shit like that.
Yeah, let me pull up this. I have an article here from Vlad.com.
I remember seeing a thing saying, oh, he's back on American soil.
Subject to probation for 2 years. Victim was one. It doesn't say from when it started, but I remember it being maybe about a month. We're in August now.
Yeah, so we talked about it for about 3 times. This is about the 3rd time I think we were talking about it.
Yeah. So yeah, it's true. He has had to spend a lot of time waiting for this shit.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like, it's done. Give us a little bit of money.
Money, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think ASAP is going to be going around there anytime soon.
I don't think anybody's going to be going there.
You can see they don't play on that side, man.
Even the other day, Oprah was out there. Oprah Winfrey was out there trying to, she went into some posh store in Switzerland or whatever to go look at a bag. She must have, can I see this bag over here? The lady must have looked at her and said, oh, it's too expensive. You can't afford it. No, this is recent.
Again?
Yes. Wow, this is recent.
They don't know who she was.
I just seen the thing the other day. Maybe it's old post.
That's an old one. That happened a while ago. Yeah,
that happened to her a long time ago.
Yeah. But still, that same Switzerland, though. Yeah. Where the lady's like, oh, no.
Yeah.
No, sorry.
They don't deal well with the blacks.
You can't afford it. You can't afford it knowing that this is a billionaire you're talking to.
Yeah. They do but people dirty.
But okay. Thank you. And she left, right?
Oh, Goyard. You know the brand Goyard?
Yeah.
That store is a store like that. Once you see you know, like when black people are in there, and white people are in there, you see how they deal with each other, and they deal with black people different.
But you don't think man's coming to buy a Goyard bag,
bro? I just remember I went in there to buy something for a friend. And it's the treatment is just different. Cause I take in those things, like, I want to see how you talk to the white person and how you talk to me. Like, you know, if you look me in my eye when I'm talking to you or whatnot, right?
No, for sure.
You see what I'm saying? But it's just different. All smiles with them. Yeah, hi, yeah, okay. And when he's like, yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah, no emotion.
Yeah, no, none.
No emotion. None. Robotic.
None. Wow.
And you're like, you know the worst is you could be like, polite, be like, thank you, how are you doing?
Say all that, and nothing.
Cold stares, like, and then the next person behind you, oh, hey, how you doing? Oh, I'm awesome, how's your day?
What?
Wow. Yeah.
Okay, I overstand.
Yeah.
Well, let's keep it on the, I guess, the racial shit. There's another one here, and shout out to Savvy, ghost in the room. She's keeping us supplied here with the news stories. Woman facing charges after caught spitting, yelling racial slurs on video. So let me pull up the article here.
That video is trifling, man.
Let me see what we got here. CP24.com.
What?
That's it right here.
Yeah, so a woman caught on camera spitting at a someone yelling racial slurs outside Toronto City Hall has been charged with assault on Monday, Toronto police say. The video posted on social media shows a woman holding a Vote Andrew Scheer sign at Nathan Phillips Square as she uttered racial slurs at individuals. What racial slurs was she uttering? Let me see here.
Go back. You're not a real man. this is the real man's country. And then, I don't know, the guy's filming like, wow, this is by the Toronto sign.
Square. Okay.
Right? I see it here. So Rana,
it was hilarious though.
Was caught on video, told CP24 she was taking a lunch break at the square when a woman jumped out at him. Rana first said, okay, I can't believe you're real, Rana said on video at one point. The woman who was videotaping, spitting at him, yelling, you don't belong here.
Go back, yeah. And then she has a sign that says, vote Andrew Scheer.
Yeah, Rana is this woman who, I guess, witnessed the whole fucking thing. And
not a woman. So it's the guy who's recording. Anyways, the guy seen the guy there. She's standing up.
Yeah.
She has her sign there. It says, vote Andrew Scheer, and whatever his name is. Two twos. You want to fight me? She walks up to the guy and spits in the man's face while he's filming her.
That's disrespectful.
She's filming, the whole time he's filming, and she's like, you don't belong here, you're not a real, this is a man's country. She's going off like that. Yeah. And then all tutus, she's like, what, you want to fight? And she just starts marching towards, she grabs her hat and she spits in the man's face, like in the camera or whatever, and then she just like,
she tried to do the Tupac.
And the guy's like, he's very calm. For someone who just got spit at.
You know what I'm saying? He can't do nothing, really.
Yeah.
What is he going to do?
Yeah. I can't believe you're real.
What is he going to do?
Question.
Mm-hmm.
Most racist thing that ever happened. Like, most racist things that's ever happened to you in public.
I don't think I've... This probably in public.
Like
somebody, blatantly racist?
Yeah, somebody did some blatant racist shit to you. You're like, what the fuck? Are you fucking serious?
Maybe drive... Oh... On the 400.
Mm-hmm.
Where was I driving to? I think I was driving to Barrie. I caught off a guy by accident. It was an accident, right?
Yeah.
Comes around to the side, window down. Fucking nigger.
The classic.
That's
it,
yeah. The classic. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the only time that's ever happened.
Yeah. Oh, that was a good one.
And it speeds off. Yeah.
This guy threw
4x4 truck.
Oh, yeah. You knew it was coming, though. When the window went down, you probably... You're like, I feel a nigga coming on. Oh, man.
The hard ER, too.
Oh, fuck. You can rewind to a few episodes back. I think episode 120-something for my racist story.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy?
The classic was thrown out as well.
Wow. That's the go-to, man. That's out the pocket quick.
Oh, man.
Let's get the N-word real quick.
Real quick. You can just tell it's a part of their vocab.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, they use it when they're not around.
Fly it.
No. They're burning behind closed doors with their friends.
It's not even like, you friggin'. No. It's like it comes up right away.
Boom. Oh, Hezo. Yeah, right after him. Hold that.
Okay, I think we could get one more in here. Let's see here. Can Trust says facilities in Vaughan rated
non-compliant.
To Health Canada.
Because they're growing weed and selling it to the black market.
Millions of dollars going on.
Yo, before we go into the story here, quick side note, but that's not a side note. I walked past Cafe the other day on Fort York.
Is that that? What is that? Is that the dispensary?
Yeah.
I walked past it for the first time, right?
Booming? Or it's closed?
No, there was mad bricks in front
of the I was just about to say that. Is that the one that had the mad bricks in front of the house?
All of them.
In front of the store?
But
all
so
of
what? And there's more. Like,
there's four locations.
And they're all named Caf.
All cafe,
right? But the thing is, there was people on the block that were out there doing their thing.
Yeah.
And they got fucking iPads to take the orders from the people them who
on the road. They're on the road.
They set up a kiosk out front of the shop.
That's it. Like,
it's still going?
It's still cafe customers and cafe sales.
Yeah.
So was it still happening when you were there the other day?
Yeah, I walked right past and I walked past people doing sales.
Yeah, that's madness.
Hold that down, Freddie.
Yeah. My bad.
Yeah. Edit that.
Yeah, no, they're still bricked up. They're bricked up four locations because they're feisty with it. As soon as they close a location, they'll be like, oh, okay. They'll shuttle people from the closed location to the open location. Right? So the boy them say, you know what, fuck this. We gotta do something. And they put the concrete, like big, dirty concrete all of the locations. Like, the one on Bloor and Ossington. Then they set up the kiosks. They're out front. They had like a tent sale.
So
other people just come. I got weed better than cafe for sale.
Yeah, I actually see that outside of fucking.
This be out there, B.
Yeah.
This crazy. Be out there, man.
But yeah, these guys here, Cantrust.
So Cantrust says facilities in Vaughan had rated non-compliant. So let's see here, Toronto. The wild ride for Cantrust Holdings, Inc. shareholders continued Monday morning.
Yeah, I think I have shares in Cantrust. Well,
yeah, you're going to want to find out what's going on here.
The shares were like $3 last time. They're like $3.
Right? So, Monday morning, the company stock plunged on news. Ooh. That manufacturing facilities in Vaughan, Ontario, have been rated non-compliant by Health Canada. The company says that it was notified by Health Canada on Friday and added a remedial action. Remedial actions were underway. Cantrust shares fell $1.04 or 2.7% to 3.17 on the Toronto Stock Exchange in mid-morning trading. Sorry, you just said you
answered.
Coach goes to the phone. Shit. So the Swim Shark. So the swing marks a second consecutive volatile trading season as shares initially fell Friday morning, only to a roar back. Roar back.
Okay.
All right. Listen, in a day close to 40% higher.
Mm.
coming back up. All right, yeah, all right, cool. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. You see, with that, with when it comes to stocks, it's just there.
Yeah,
I don't even think about it.
It has to be a certain set time. Then you're like, five years from now, I'll go see what happens.
Exactly. Right.
Well. Coach is like, what the fuck?
No, that one there is. Like, well, hold on.
Right away. No, you know what? But as soon as it opens tomorrow morning,
they've been on some bad shit. They've been growing illegal amounts of weed in their grow house. They have a huge grow, like their grow up, the land that they showed, unless this is another place and they're using that generic footage or whatever, the way their property is big, they're growing millions of dollars of weed. Yeah. And they're saying that they had unlicensed grow rooms that were like black market grow rooms. Like, yeah, they have these ones that, yeah, this is for the dispensaries or whatever, but this is for the road. This is for the black market. This is for what, and they got busted.
Yeah, and it also says here, the company had already implemented a voluntary hold on sales and shipment of all cannabis products while Health Canada reviewed its manufacturing facility. It says it continues to work with Health Canada to provide further details on the hold and other developments as it becomes available. Wow, there's a lot that's going on with these motherfuckers here. Just call your stockbroker in the morning. That's all I'm saying. You know what I'm saying?
Man, well, it's not that much.
It'll go up, down today, up tomorrow.
That's just the market.
Yeah.
You got to invest with no emotion.
Exactly. And you know what might happen after this? They may start liquidating, sell off, whatever, buy up. Who knows? Someone may buy them out, change the whole name, reinvest. There's ways around.
Yeah, this is like a long article here. There's a bunch of different things in here.
They're doing some real bandulu shit.
Yeah. So
yeah, who knows if that's their supplier?
Yeah. It says here in the end of the article, Health Canada probes could result in a suspension or a termination of CanTrust's cannabis license and fines up to $1 million.
You know, that's a problem. If they lose their license.
That's it. You're done.
It's a riggedy
just
rap.
Just do it the right way, man.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
It's easier said than done, though. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people try to do it the right way.
Because there's a high demand now.
Yeah.
So they're just trying to make things go faster, like, and not do this shit the right way.
Yeah.
So
that's really
getting fucked up.
Well, we'll see what's going on with them. We'll keep tracking them.
Anticipate for the black market to demand to be so big, where they would offset their original mandate, which would be to be an LP, right? So they thought maybe, pull 10 pounds out the back door should be all right. Mm-hmm. They want to turn out to be 1,000 pounds, like, oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right? Got their hand stuck in a cookie jar.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's wrap it up, yo. Okay, before we get out of here, I want you to let the people know where to find you.
What's next?
Yeah, what's coming up next? You know, just connect. How do people could connect to the coach?
Hit me on. No, don't hit me because you mean the DMs like crazy. Find me on IG, banana_coach. Hit me up. Sometimes I answer my DMs, sometimes I don't. But what's next? Northside Benji's project, September 6th. Frenemies EP. What else I got? Swaggerites EP should be dropping sometime before the new year. We'll say probably October, November.
Okay.
And yeah, that's the main things that we're working on right now. So
Dope. Yo, enough respect for coming through, King.
No, man. Thank you guys for having me, man.
Yes,
I've been following you guys for a bit now. I like what you guys are doing, man.
Yo, respect, yo. Yeah, man. Appreciate that. Yeah. PK Herc, let the people know where to find you.
Well, you know, it's me on Instagram as usual, PK Herc's _nothing. Psych, I'm just joking. PK Herc. You know what I mean? So just follow me there if you want. You know, you get your local, whatever. I'm on there. I'm doing my thing. I don't know what to say. But yeah, if you want to see me there, follow me on PK Herc's. Simple. You new usual suspects, Spool Smokers, Chris Star Studio, Beast Mode, Six Socks, Free People Association, Carpio Strength and Conditioning, Heart of Toronto, Basketball Development, and
Gang, the family.
And gang. Oh, shout out your other Instagram page.
Which one? PK Parkdale Smoke Shop? Mm. Yeah, Parkdale Smoke Shop. If you want to get your rolling papers, trays, grinders, sticky icky, hemp vegan wraps, all of that paraphernalia for smoking, that's the page to get it.
Yes, yes, yes. And also do remember to check out the live that we got. We're going to be doing the podcast live this Friday, August 16th, over here at the Youngsterdam. It's going to be the reopening of the Youngsterdam. So we're going to be over here from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. You know, artists, if you all want to pull up, we'll be asking questions to people in the audience, different things like that. We'll be running some games, running some music, just having a vibe. You know what I mean?
More, I don't know about the game. I don't know. But we're not looking for people in the audience to try to be co-hosts, so please. We're just looking for questions from people in the audience.
That's specific. Where the fuck's my morphire? We'll leave the morphire alone, but yeah.
Stay home.
But yeah, it's going down. It's going to be real, real sick. 529 Young Street, corner of Wellesley. Scene
6 to 9.
Yes, yes. Also, make sure to follow me. Hit up my website, Friday, aka Ricky Dredd. That's Dredd. Hit me up all across the board, all social medias. That's Friday Ricky Dredd, Dredd. Hit up our website. That's the hub for all interviews, all news on a regular basis. That's welovehiphop.ca. What else? Twitter, We Love Hip Hop TO, and Instagram, We Love Hip Hop Network.
What's the email address?
Oh, welovehiphoptoronto@gmail.com. Same. Okay. Am I forgetting anything? Oh, September 18th and September 19th, Mad Child, Dizzy Wright is going down. DJ Tyco is going to be in the building. I'm going to be doing the hosting. September 18th, it's going to be over at District Lounge. That's over in Pickering. So that's the Pickering show. That's 1211 Kingston Road. And September 19th, that's going to be over here in Toronto, over at Adelaide Hall, 250 Adelaide Street West. Scene. I'm going to take us out with a track by Late Night Leno. The track is called No Love. We Love Hip Hop Alumni.
That's what I'm going to say.
Need a new bitch. I just need a new wop. Stop before I run it hot. I'm in the trap where you're not. I'm like a school with the slots. Run my change, no spots. Whipping up a new lot. So my pop start to shot. My uncle taught me go hard. In his name, I won't stop. Stop. Having Nina all catch. Watch a fucking loose stop. City moving so deadly. Don't catch a legacy if you get me. A lot of niggas trying to get me. I keep it neat like a freshie.
They don't know in the streets. A lot of niggas trying to get me.